Today's daf is Avodah Zarah daf Beis. We start Maseches Avodah Zarah today. Today's shir is once again sponsored by Avishai and Elisheva Newman, Lizchus Rufo Shalema, for Chaim Naftali ben Frimit Freida, as well as for Sarah Freida Bas Chaya. They should both have Rufo Shalema, Besoch, Shar, Chola Yisrael. A little bit of introduction to Maseches Avodah Zarah. Maseches Avodah Zarah, the Meiri writes in the Psicha to the Masechta that there are four different sections of Maseches Avodah Zarah. There's the section that relates to, or four different topics. The topic of the Isser of Masa Umatan, of doing business with Ovdei Avodah Zarah in any sort of Mekach Umemkar, some of them at specific times, some of them that are always going to be Usher forms of Mekach Umemkar, some of them that because of the of different chashashos, of different isurim, but issues relating to business dealings. And the second topic is things that relate to the items of a non-Jew that are usur for a Jew. The ma'achale akum, shemen akum, bishol akum, chalav akum, these kinds of things. And the third topic is the issues relating to tzlamim and suros, partufim, images, different forms of avodah zarah that are made for the sake of avodah zarah, and the avodah zarahs themselves, what the status, what the halachic status is of something that is avodah zarah or is tekroves avodah zarah. And then fourth, scattered throughout the masechta, we have the issue of yayin nesach. Yayin nesach is a major topic that comes up throughout the masechta. So the Meiri says that there are two reasons in general why these yisurim apply. One is that we shouldn't be mixed in with them and ultimately follow their ways, do like they do and end up doing avodah zarah. And the other is that we shouldn't be the cause of their doing the avodah zarah. We shouldn't in any way aid even a non-Jew to be Ovid Avodah Zarah, because Avodah Zarah is forbidden certainly for a non-Jew as well. So the Tosos, the first Tosos in the Masechta, just wonders what in the world this Masechta is doing here, meaning why is it that Avodah Zarah comes after Masech HaShvuah. So Tosos points out that after we already learned Masech Sanhedrin, which talks about the din of an Ovid Kochavim and Mazalo, someone who worships Avodah Zarah, someone who violates these Surim. So we have Maseches Avodah Zarah next, because it l'chara doesn't even belong in Seder Nezikin. What does this have to do with Nezikin? No, but Sanhedrin belongs in Nezikin, and Sanhedrin begins the discussion of Avodah Zarah. Therefore, we have Seder Avodah Zarah. We have the Maseches Avodah Zarah next. I told Sassi Avi's Kasha, but it's not next. After Sanhedrin, we had Makos and we had Shavuos. We didn't get straight into Avodah Zarah. So he says, yeah, because there are other things that are also relate to Sanhedrin in Makos and Shavuos, about the people who are Chayiv Malkos and that were Mashpia, those who are Chayiv Shavuah. So we talk about first those topics that are really directly related to Sanhedrin, and then we go back to Avodah Zarah and Maseches Arios. The Rambam in that to the Pirush Mishnayos, where he describes the order of all the Masechtos and Shas, also says like Tosfos that Avodah Zarah is a hemshech to Masech Sanhedrin, that the Dayan has to know everything about Avodah Zarah, what the normal ways of doing the Avodah Zarah are, what the rules are, what has a shmek of Avodah Zarah when someone behaves in a certain way. A Dayan needs to be familiar with all of these things in order to know when a person is going to be Chayiv Misa, when a person is going to be Pater from Misa. The reason, says the Rambam, that we put it after Makos and Shavuos is a different reason than Tosfos says. He says we put it after Makos and Shavuos because Makos and Shavuos are things that happen all the time. But a Jew to be Ovid Avodah Zarah, Echad Minei Elef, it very rarely happens that you can have something that relates to an actual Avodah Zarah, and therefore we don't bother mentioning Avodah Zarah right away because it's something that is so extremely rare. It happens to be ironic because if you're going to discuss what's the most halacha lamaisa of the three mesechtas, meaning in terms of you want to learn something lahalacha, so more likely you'll find more sugyas in Avodah Zarah to learn halacha lamaisa that are relevant on a daily basis. Like, I don't know, bishul akum, that's pretty relevant. All the machalei akum sugyas are very relevant. So even if the Avodah Zarah in its worst form is not something that's so relevant, which that is too, unfortunately. There's a lot of Avodah Zarah in the world also, but there are many, many topics that are very relevant halacha lemaisa in Maseches Avodah Zarah. Okay, but let's see the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, lay out the daf first. The Mishnah is going to talk about the transactions that you're not allowed to engage in with an Ovid Avodah Zarah within 3 days of their festival. Then the Gemara is going to have two opinions whether the festivals are called idehen with an aleph or idehen with an ayin, and what the source of each name for non-Jewish festival, for Avodah Zarah festivals would be, and why each one doesn't want to say like the other. And then the whole rest of the daf, starting from the very bottom of the daf Beis Amud Aleph all the way through Amud Beis, is going to discuss how La'asid Lavo, the nations of the world are going to be facing din La'asid Lavo, essentially on what they did that was productive, and what they didn't do is that they didn't learn Torah. And the Gemara is going to describe in detail the tainas that Rome and the Paras are going to have, and why it is that they even bothered, that other nations even bothered trying to argue their case once the Romans and the Persians were unable to argue the case. And then the Gemara is going to tell us the taina of the Goyim was ultimately that they never really had a chance with Torah, and how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ultimately going to respond to that taina that they never really had a chance with Torah. So says the Mishnah, Lifnei Idein Shalavichavim Shloshi Yamim Asr Laseis V'Laseis Imahem, that 3 days before the Yom Idein Shalavdei Avodah Zarah, 3 days before the festivals of the Avodah Zarah, one is not allowed to engage in business transactions with the Avodah Zarah. Lahashilan, to lend to them, V'Lisholmeyan, and to borrow from them items. She'ela is when you're borrowing or lending items. Lahalvosan v'lilvosman, or to lend or borrow money. Halva'a always relates to borrowing money. In English we use the same word for borrow, but to be shoel and to be lova have two different words in Hebrew, because one relates to things and the other relates to money. Leporan v'lefroman, to pay them back debts, or to receive payment of previous debts. Rabbi Huda Omer, Nifra'in mehen, no, you can take money from them, because that's going to cause them distress, and that you're allowed to do. There's no concern of causing them distress. No, you may be causing them distress right now in the moment, at the moment that they're giving you the money, but ultimately it's going to bring them simcha that they are debt-free. Person being able to become debt-free is a great simcha. I just saw they announced at the Darche dinner that they're trying to raise $4 million over the next 2 days to give Rabbi Bender the gift of being debt-free, that the yeshiva won't be. So that's a very big simcha, to be debt-free, that a person is not going to have any debts. So yeah, it hurts to give the money, but ultimately the great simcha to have no debts. Now what is this Isser all about? Dafka before the times of their holidays, of their festivals. So Rashi in Dibra Maskul Lefnei, Rashi writes that the reason for the Isser is because he's going to go and he's going to be molded to the Avodah Zarah B'Yomido, that he's going to go on the festival and he's going to then have what to thank the Avodah Zarah for, because now he closed a big deal, he was involved in some major transaction that he thinks is going to be beneficial to him. So the Ran and the Tosfos Shantz both ask that, you know, the Gemara is going to discuss exactly what the issue is. The Gemara in Daf Vav has a suffix whether the Isser of transacting with them is Mishum Harvacha, that he's going to benefit and therefore he's going to go and be modus the Avodah Zarah, or it's because you're being machshil the guy and it's a violation of lifnei iver lo siten michshal. So is it that it's a din that he's going to be molded to the Avodah Zarah, or it's that your iser of lifnei iver? And the Gemara leaves it as an ibayid lo shita. The Gemara never resolves that suffix. So they're a little troubled why Rashi would dafka choose one side of that suffix. The Ritva asks further that since the Gemara never resolves it, l'chora we should be makel and say that the reason is because of lifnei iver. Like the Gemara says, if the guy already has his own behema, then the Yisrael is not in violation of lifnei iver when he sells the guy a behema. So why does Rashi pick the reason that would go more l'chumra, that would apply even if the guy already has what to be makrif to the Avodah Zarah? So the Rishonim suggest that Rashi held that this question in the Gemara is resolved, that in Davavim Beis, it sounds like the Gemara holds that the reason of the Isser is because he's going to be moded to the Avodah Zarah, because Rava says that the reason for the Isser is Kula Mishum Da'azulu Modahu. So Rashi learns that even though in the beginning of the Sugya it sounds like the issue is not resolved, Rashi's telling us a key to a Sugya on Davav here on Dav Beis, that really ultimately it is resolved. The Ramban and the Ra'ah say that no, the Suffolk was never resolved. And since the Isser is Midrash Rabbanan, were makel, that it's mutter to sell them something that's not shelter kroves, and if the guy has a behema, it's mutter to sell them even something that's ro'i la hakrava, because we could be makel that the issue is one of lifnei iver, and not one of that he's going to go and be moda to the avodah zara. Now you do see from Rashi that the chashash is that he's going to be moda biyoma ayah to the avodah zara, and then the Yisrael is going to be in violation of what? Of lo yishama al picha. Not that the guy is going to go and be moda right now, but that on the yom ayid, it's going to be a violation of, when the guy does it, that will be a violation of the Jew having violated lo yishama al picha. And the Ran explains that it has to be that the concern he's going to do it on the Yom Ayid, because if you're going to say that that he's going to be Moda Miyad, the Gemara in Daf Vavam Beis has a Braisa that's top out of Zvid, that it's mutter to sell them something that's Eino Meskayim, because it's not going to be around anymore at the time of the Yom Ayid. Now, if the concern is that he's going to be Moda Miyad, then even the Davar Sheino Meskayim would be included. So that's why it's Dafka, a Davar HaMeskayim, something that will last a few days, that's going to be included in the Isser. Now, what exactly is included in the issue of lases v'lases imam? How does one do that? What does it mean, lases v'lases? So there are three basic shitos in Rishonim. The majority of the Rishonim, the Rambam, the Ravid, Rabbi Niyona, the Ra'ah, many Rishonim say that the issue is whether it means to sell to them, to buy from them. Lases is to be kona from them. Lases with a sin, aleph, taf, is to buy from them. Latate with a taf is to sell to them. That is the shita of Rov Rishonim. Rashi holds that the issur is only to sell to them, because typically speaking, when someone buys something, he has a great level of simcha, and that's more of a chashash that'll be moda to the avodah zara. But to buy from them a davar miskayim is mutter, because normally when a person has to sell things, it saddens a person to have to sell things. This is a Rashi and Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis. It is not a Rashi over here, but that is the shita of Rashi. So when it says laseis v'laseis Simahem, the Rush and Simon Aleph explains that in every mechira there is masa umatan, that the mocher is no sein, the object of the lokeach, and he's no say from him, the ma'os. So that's why it says laseis laseis, not because we're talking about two types of transactions. It's all one transaction. It's asuru sell something to him, but by selling something to him, there is both masa and matan. And then there's Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, which is quoted in the long tells over here, Dibra Maskel Asur. Rabbeinu Tam holds that there's no issur to sell, there's no issur to buy. It's only when you're selling something that can be used for tikrovas avodah zarah, like a behema, a stam mechira, a stam kinyan. You don't have to be choshe, she's going to go running to his avodah zarah. Because even though he gets something new, but he had to exchange something to get that something new. He had to give up money or barter some other object. So that doesn't cause him any sort of simcha. You know what causes him a sense of simcha? Something that he could now use in his worship of the avodah zarah. That's what we're genuinely concerned about over here. So those are the three basic shitos in the Rishonim, what it means to be laseis v'laseis imahem. Now the major issue that the Rishonim deal with, though, is how come we still work up until all of the non-Jewish holidays, and we're still doing all sorts of deals with all sorts of non-Jews? How come we're not choshesh? It seems that we're not choshesh for this Isser anymore. So that also, several approaches in the Rishonim. Many Rishonim say that it's Mishum Eva, that if they were to catch wind of the fact that all of a sudden, within 3 days of their holidays, we're staying away from doing any business, it's going to be Yavali Day Eva, it's going to cause a sense of animosity, and that ultimately will be bad for the Jews. The Jew has to be conscious of the fact that he lives in a non-Jewish society, and no matter how accepting, and no matter how wonderful, and how comfortable the Gullus is, we're still in Gullus, and we shouldn't flaunt too much. We have to be very careful about how we handle ourselves in a public way, and certainly a concern of Eva is a legitimate concern. And this is something that we're not always so good at, but it's something that we as a community have to do a little bit better, to be sensitive to that. Maybe Yavin, I'm not going to get into more detail now. Tosos writes that there's another issue over here, why it's mutter, because we know that the Goyim nowadays are not really of Devil Design. Sarah. They're minagav sein biyadehem. You know, they're just following what their fathers did, but they don't really have any deep loyalties to Avodah Zarah. The Gemara is going to say, and Daf Samechei, that they sent matanos to Gaim because they knew that they were not really Avodah Zarahs. So the whole time of the Gezerah is gone, so therefore we don't have to be so loyal to the Gezerah. But that's not true. Normally when the time of a Gezerah is not there anymore, even though Batla Taima, we still have to observe the Gezerah. So even though they're not over the Avodah Zarah, but it's a Gezerah's Chachamim. No, but L'Chadchila, maybe the Gezerah was only made in those places where people are actually over it. Day of the Avodah Zarah. Maybe that was part of the Gezerah. And nowadays, there isn't really anybody who's Oved Avodah Zarah. The Ramban writes that the reason is because it's a Gezerah Shiev Shalamud Ba. That Rov HaTzibur is not Yechol Lamud Ba, and therefore the whole Gezerah fell by the wayside because we simply can't handle it. And then Toskot Rabbeinu Tam, what we mentioned before, that no, maybe the whole Israel is only about Tikrovis Avodah Zarah, selling them behemos. When we do business deals, we're selling real estate, we're doing that. Other things, not to Krovis of Avodah Zarah. So if you limit it to only those things that are to Krovis of Avodah Zarah, then certainly we understand very well why it would not be included in the, why we're allowed to do business up until the Yom Eidam. Now, Lahalvosan, we said also to lend them money. So Tosra writes, Rabbeinu Tam explains that the Yisrael Lahalvosan is only if it's not Beribis. But if you lend them money Beribis, then Adrabah, that's a better thing to do. The Ramban explains, he's not going to be moded to the Avodah Zarah that he had to borrow money with ribbis. He's going to be koesu mekalel. He's going to be so angry that he's going to be pushed further and further into debt, that here he's facing a situation of ribbis. So that's the Sfasemus points out, that's dafka lefnei the Yom Ayid, because then on the Yom Ayid it's already going to be building up. The ribbis is going to be building up. He's going to have tsar. But in the Yom Ayid itself, you're not even allowed to lend with ribbis, because at least on that day he will now have access to more money that he didn't have yesterday, and that's enough simcha, that's a concern for us. The Ritva disagrees with Tosos. He says, now even Beribis is asked to lend the money, because even though it's going to cost tsar ultimately, but right now, whenever a person gets money to spend, so there's a reason he's borrowing money Beribis, because he thinks that he's going to make more money with that. He thinks he's going to do better with it. He's Adrava. People show off and brag, I got a great interest rate. What do you mean? Isn't an interest rate by definition bad because you're going further into debt? No, I got a great interest rate. It means I can do a lot more with this money, with very, very little cost to me. So of course he's going to be very happy about that. So that is the machlokas rishonim, whether it's mutter to lend beribis. Says the Gemara, Ravu Shmuel chad tani ideyan v'chad tani ideyan, one with an aleph, and one taught that the way to say the festival is with an ayin. Manda tani ideyan lo mishtabish, the one that says with an aleph is not mistaken, or manda tani ideyan with an ayin is lo mishtabish. Manda tani ideyan lo mishtabish tichsiv, the one that says says it with an aleph is not mistaken, because the pasuk says ki karov yom edam, that karov yom edam, which clearly is a reference to Avodah Zarah, and you see the pasuk spells it with an aleph. Uman detani edehen lo mishtabesh, and the one that says it with an ayin is also not mistaken. Tuchsev yitnu edehem viyitztaku, and that also relates to Avodah Zarah. So uman detani edehen my time lo tani edehen, the one who says it with an aleph, why not say it with an ayin? Amar lecha tavra adif, that we'd rather say a lashon of breaking, of the breaking of the Avodah Zarah, and idein with an aleph is a stronger lashon that paints the Avodah Zarah in a negative light. Uman detani edehen, my time alo tani edehen, and the one that says it with an ayin, why not with an aleph? Amar lach man ka garim lehu tavra, Eidus she'idu ba'atzmo. What ultimately is the undoing of the Ovdei Kochavim? It's the Eidus that they have to say themselves. It is their testimony. Hilkach Eidus Adifa. So we'd rather refer to the cause of the breakdown rather than the breakdown itself. And the cause of the breakdown is the testimony. V'hayitnu Eidus. So says the Gemara, okay, great. So now I understand why each one doesn't want to say like the other. But the source of saying Eidayan with an ayin is because of this Yitnu Eidayan v'yitzdu, that they're going to give their testimony. And we said, oh, that's about the Avodah Zarah. That's about the Ovdei Kochavim. Ask the Gemara, is that true? Look carefully at that pasuk. Vayitnu edayim v'yitzdaku, but ovdei kochavim ksiv. Is that really said with relation to ovdei kochavim? Right. This is a pasuk in Yeshayahu, and the pasuk continues. Yitnu edayim v'yitzdaku v'yishmu v'yomru emes. And says Gemara, if you pay careful attention to how that pasuk should really be read, habi Yisrael ksiv. It's really about the Jewish people. D'amar Rabbi Shimon Levi explains. Here's what's going on in that pasuk. Kol mitzvos she Yisrael osin ba'olam hazeh. All the mitzvos that a Jew does in this world, ba'os umi'idos lahem li'olam haba, will come and will testify for him in olam haba. It's a discussion in the Achronim, what exactly that means. Mitzvos can testify for you? Is it that the mitzvos will become a part of you and you're going to be judged for what you are and you are a compilation of the mitzvos that you did? Or is it on some level, malachim are created by the mitzvos and those malachim are going to come testify for you? I don't know what the difference is. I don't know what any of it means. In some level, the mitzvos that you do are going to have a major impact in Eidos li'olam haba. Shenamar yitnu edehem v'yitzdaku. And that's the pasuk. It's from that pasuk. So it's not about avodah zarah. Elu Yisrael. That's a reference to the Jewish people and the mitzvos that we do. Yishmu v'yomru emes. The next phrase in the pasuk. They will hear and they will say, yes, it's true. Elu ovdei kochavim. That's a reference to the ovdei kochavim. Meaning when our mitzvos testify that we have done them, that we have been loyal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then the ovdei kochavim are going to have to acknowledge. They're going to say, yes, emes, that we in fact have done it. So how can you say that that's the source of referring to a festival of Avodah Zarah as a day and with an ayin? No, that pasuk is not about that at all. It's about Jews. Ela amra avunah b'rei Rav Yeshua, man damar edei en mehacha. It's a different pasuk. It's a pasuk in Shayo Perak Mem Dalet. Yotzei Pesel, Pasuk says, Yotzei Pesel Kulam Tohu V'chamudeyem Bal Yo'ilu, that Ve'edeyem Hema Bal Yiru, the Pasuk goes on to say, Val Yedul Man Yevoshu, that their Edeyem don't see, and they don't know, and they don't, right, they have no power whatsoever. So, Darush Rabbi Chanina Bar Papa, Vitem Rabbi Simlai, Lost the Love, maybe a Kodesh Baruch Hu Sefer Torah, Umaniach, actually, before we get to the Darush. So that's the source for Edeyem. So essentially what we have over here is two shitos. Is it with an ayin or is it with an aleph? Tosfos raises the question, why is it that over here we discuss why each one doesn't want to say like the other one? We have a lot of other gemaras that also have two different formulations of something. The gemara in Beitza Dav Lamed Hey, Meshilin Peros Derech Aruba B'Yom Tov. So the gemara says, Chad Tani Meshilin V'Chad Tani Mashchilin. And the gemara never asks, why the one who says Meshilin doesn't say Mashchilin? Why the one who says Mashchilin doesn't say Meshilin? But when it says that someone who's gozel sodom mechaverim and tlua mimenu masikin, that masikin take it away from him, people who steal land. So the Gemara says chatani matzikin vechatani masikin. Two different lashonos. Is it with a tzadi or is it with a samach? And the Gemara never asks why the one who says matzikin doesn't say masikin doesn't say matzikin. So Tosfos says that mesachs beis on baba kama, you can't make such a diuk because however it says it means the same thing, and therefore there's no reason to be makbid. But in our sugya, it has a slightly different mashmaus. The words mean different things. Eidos means testimony. Idean means the breaking of something. So since the words mean different things, even though they're both a reference to the festival, the question is why we would use that word as a reference to their festival. So, and which is the more accurate word or the stronger word to use to describe the festival? Also, it's a little bit strange that the pasuk that we darshan, that we initially darshan, and we then said, no, that's about the Jewish people's mitzvos being made for them, and then the Ovdei Kochavim are going to say, emes. The Ovdei Kochavim are going to say that it's true. Why do we need the Ovdei Kochavim to acknowledge our mitzvos? Meaning, don't the mitzvos speak for themselves? I need an Ovdei Kochavim to then say that it's emes. So in the Sefer Avodas Avoda, he explains based on the Gemara at the end of Sukkah. The Gemara says, the famous Gemara, that Lasa Lava Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to shech the Yetzer Hara in front of everybody. Tzadikim, it's going to look like a Har Gavoa. The Yetzer Hara is going to look like a gigantic mountain. And to the Rishayim, it's going to look like a Chuta Sa'ara, like a little thread. and halalu bochim valalu bochim. They're all going to be crying. Tzaddikim are going to be crying. Eich yecholnu lichbo shar gavoa kazeh. How could we have conquered such a giant mountain? And the Rishayim are going to be bochim. How could we not have conquered chuta sa'ara kazeh, a little tiny thread like this? And the Marsha explains that tzaddikim are going to be crying even though they've already conquered it, because they're going to say, we never could have done this on our own. We didn't really do this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did this. We can't. We're not capable of conquering that. And by that, and that's why the Gemara says, Ilmolei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ozro En Yachalo, that if Hashem doesn't help us, we can't really defeat the Yetzer. So the Tzaddikim are going to be crying, says the Marsha. We don't deserve any of this schar. We didn't do it. It was HaKadosh Baruch Hu that helped us. So the Gemara over here says Evel Tzavod is telling us that when Yisrael sees that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives schar, they're going to say that it's all tzedakah and it's a chesed, it's lo min hadin, it's nama dekisufa, we don't deserve any of it. But the Umos HaOlam, who their Yetzar is going to be a kechut asara, they're going to assume that the tzaddikim themselves must have been kovesh. So they're going to be the ones that are saying emes, that they actually deserve schar as if they really did it, that it's not a tzedakah whatsoever, that it's something that they genuinely deserve for what they did. The other interesting discussion that comes up relating to Edeha and Edeha and the Aleph and the Ayin, there's a discussion in Poskim. When you write a get, so everything is very important, but the spellings are very important in a get. So there's a tshuv in the Ein Yitzchak, where he was asked about a get that came from America, I think. It used to be there was tremendous amaratus in America. But people had to do, Jews who lived here still had to do Jewish marriages, divorces, everything. So the woman's name was Basia. And the get spelled Basia, Beis Samech Yud He. That they, mamish, like that bad. That they, so it's pronounced Basia, meaning that would be the way to pronounce, but it doesn't. That's not the right spelling. It should be with a tough. So he goes through a whole discussion whether something that even if it's a shame in the Torah, the halach is whenever there's a name in the Torah, you're supposed to spell it the way that it's spelled in the Torah. But what if you have something that where it's misspelled, but the pronunciation is exactly the same? And he says, well, what is exactly the same? If you're Sephardic, it's not exactly the same at all. A suf is pronounced ta. If you're Ashkenazic, it sounds very much like a samach. So he says, no, even if there are slight variations, even if it's a little bit off in the pronunciation, still that might be good enough, at least b'dieved, that the get would be kosher, certainly not l'chadchila. And he brings a raya to this from our sugya, that aleph and ayin are not really pronounced the same way, right? Ayin is a little more guttural. There's a reason why when they translate to English, aza, it's gaza, because it's more guttural than like the aleph, which is just a plain flat sound. But they're very close. And since they're very close in the way that they're pronounced, so that's why there was this confusion what the word in the Mishnah actually was. There was a machlokas amraim, since the Mishnah was said bal peh, and they're so close to each other. So he says, even when there's a minor difference in the pronunciation, it could be that b'dieved, such a get would be kosher. That's the chiddush of the Tshuvas Ein Yitzchak. So says the Gemara now further, Darish Rabbi Chanina bar Papa Vitem Rabbi Simlai, La'asu lavam. Maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sefer Torah Menicha B'chika La'asulav HaShem is going to take a Sefer Torah, he's going to put it in his lap, Va'omer, and he's going to declare L'misha Asakba Yavo V'yitol Schara, whoever was engaged in the learning of this Torah should now come and receive Schar for it. Miyad Miskabtsin Uban of the Kchavim B'Revuvya. So the of the Kchavim are going to come all mixed together, they're going to come in a state of confusion. Shenemar Kol HaGoyim Nikbetsu Yachtav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no, this isn't the way things work up here. You can't come b'revuvya, you can't be in a mob. Everything has to be organized. Elitikanes kol uma v'uma v'sofreha. Each nation with its scholars, with its intellectual and spiritual elite, will come one at a time. Shenemar v'yasvu l'umim ve'ilom ela malchus. L'um refers to a malchus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Shenemar alom alom yamatz. So that's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants everything organized. Fret the Gemara. HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs things organized. Umika irvuvya kame HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Is there any such thing as irvuvya before HaKadosh Baruch Hu? I mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can distinguish every single blade of grass from each other that's on this planet. And what each one is destined for. HaKadosh Baruch Hu distinguishes between much tinier things that are mixed into much bigger things. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows where everything is. There's no such thing as confusion. confusion in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? No, it's not from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's perspective. El kiechi do la arbevu in hu ba'di adadi. No, the point is that they shouldn't mix in with each other. Delishmu umay da amar lehu. That they should be able to hear when Hashem is addressing them. Each nation should know what tainas that Hashem says are being addressed to them as opposed to the other nations. So they need to organize themselves not for Hashem's sake, but for their own sake. Miyad nichnas alafan of Malchus Romi Tchila. So the first one to have an audience with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, are the Romans. They're the ones that show up first. So what happens? My time. Oh, first of all, why are they the ones that get the initial audience with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So mishum de chashiva, because they're the most chashuv. But who says that's a criteria? Uminolan de chashiva. Well, first of all, how do I know that they're the most chashuv? De chsiv, because the pasuk says in the description of the dream of Daniel of the nevuah, it says v'tochel kol arav atidushena v'tidukena. It describes the first of the four chayos that he saw in his dream, that they're going to come and they're going to eat up the whole land, and they're going to plow through everything. Some Rabbi Yochanan zuro michayeves. This is the evil Romans shetiviyotza b'kala olam, who are going to be world renowned. Uminolan demand the chashuv ayil bereisha. Great. So the Romans came first, but because they were chashuv. But who says the chashuv one goes first? Where do I ever see that which is most chashuv should go before those which are less chashuv? So says Mar Kedrav Chista. Dam Rav Chista Melech v'tzibur. When you have a melech and you have his nation, so melech nichnas tchila ledin. The melech goes first for din. Shnemar, as Shlomo Melech says, lasos mishpat avdo. Umishpat Amo Yisrael. He describes at first the mishpat of himself, of the king, and then the mishpat of Amo Yisrael, and then everybody else is going to come afterwards. So v'taim am I? Why is it though? Meaning, okay, so I see that Shlomo Melech holds of this, that the king should be judged first, that the leaders should be judged first. But why? What's the reason for it? So two possibilities. Iba yisei malava rechara lemes of Malkum Evrai. It could be that it's just not derech eretz to have a king sitting in your waiting room, that you have someone very chashuv, you don't leave them in the waiting room, you usher them in right away, let other people sit in the waiting room. Another say, no, it's because of the judgment itself, that a dayan earlier on in the day will have a little more patience. But as the day is going on, and he's heard so many cases already, and it's getting close to lunchtime already, and he's not going to have as much patience, he's going to get angry. There have been studies that were done. I think Kahneman did a study of Israeli judges, and how they had unbelievably high rates of extreme sentencing when it comes close to lunchtime as opposed to early in the day. That is, people don't realize it, but we have a little more patience when our stomachs are full, when it's the beginning of the day. So it's a little bit strange, though, to talk about Kodesh Baruch Hu this way. But we're saying, no, this is the Derech Eretz. It's the Derech Eretz because that's the way people operate. But once it's the Derech Eretz, so the Bezen Shalmaila will operate in a similar way, even though obviously there's no sense of Charon Af with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu could be fair in the way that he judges everybody. But that's just what indicates what's the proper Derech Eretz. So Amar Lehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now HaKadosh Baruch Hu, now that he has the attention of the Romans, so he says to them, B'maya Saktem, what have you been engaged with? What have you been involved with? So what, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't know what they've done? Says Telsos, Pir Sholmem B'ma Zachu B'chal Davar Dar. He says, make your case. What have you done right that you think you deserve Olam Abba? So Omrim Lefanav, they will say, Ribono Shel Olam, Harbe Shvakim Tekninu, Harbe Mechatzaus Asinu, Harbe Kesev Zav Hirbinu. Look what we've done for Tikkun HaOlam. We've built streets and roads and marketplaces and bathhouses, and we improved the economy. V'kulam lo asinu ela b'shvil Yisrael. And you know, all of that was done for the sake of the Jewish people. Kedei sheyasasku b'Torah, so that they could be able to learn Torah. The roads are paved so they get to yeshiva. We have garbage pickup, they don't have to worry about that. They can get right back to the base medrash. So Amlam HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds to them, Shotim Shabiolam, you fools, Kol Masha Asisim L'Tzarech Atzmachem Asisim. Everything that you did, you only did for your own sake. Tikantim Shvakim L'Hoshav Ben Zonos. You know why you made these town squares and these places? It's so that you could have a place to pick up Zonos. Tosus points out, and also to do business, no? Isn't that what Shvakim are really for? So yeah, but he wanted to be Mevaza them. So he Dafka picked an example that's degrading, that you went and you wanted to have zonos. Merchatzos la'adin ben atzmechem. The merchatzos were for your own indulgence. Kesev is zav, and as far as the kesev and zav, shalihu, that's not yours, that's mine. Shnemer liyah kesev liyah zav num Hashem. Num Hashem tzvakos. Hashem says the money is mine. Here's what I'm really interested in. You know, Tchilas Dino Shel Adam is only Al Divrei Torah. Not Tchilas Dino Shel Yisrael. Tchilas Dino Shel Adam is Al Divrei Torah. He says, Yesh Bechem Magid Zos. I want to know about Zos. Shnemer Mi Bechem Yagid Zos. Vein Zos El Torah. Let me hear about your Torah. Shnemer Zos Ha Torah. Shesu Moshe Miyad Yatsu Bepachei Nefesh. So they leave Bepachei Nefesh. They're totally dejected. And they lost their din up in Shemayim because they had no engagement in Torah. The Achronim are already bothered. Why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he calls them out for their what seems to be a lie, that everything that they did was for the Jewish people to be Osik B'Torah, why he calls them Shotim Shabiyolim? He should call them Shakronim Shabiyolim. So I think Chaim Shmulevitz has in the Shmuz that he calls them Shotim Shabiyolim because it's not Sheker. It's true. All these advancements, everything that's done, it's so that we should be able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu and learn Torah. It is all Bishvil Yisrael. But they didn't do Bekavana Bishvil Yisrael. So he's saying, Shotim Shabiyolim, you didn't have the right Kavana, even though it's MS. Everything you're saying is in fact true, that ultimately your success was only so that Klal Yisrael should be able to learn Torah. Otherwise, it's difficult to understand how they think they can get away with a lie in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I mean, how could they have such Azus Panim? You're talking to the Ribbono Shel Olam. No, they knew that they weren't lying. Yatzus Malchus Romi v'nitzus Malchus Paras. So the Romans left, and then Malchus Paras came achareha, came afterwards. My taima daha chashiva basra, because they are the second most chashuv. Uminalan d'chsev aru chaya achare tinyana damil l'dov, that the second chaya is one that looked like a bear, and that's the paras. V'tani Rav Yosef el parsiim, that's the parsiim. She'ochlin v'shosin k'dov, they eat and they drink like a bear. Musrvalin basar k'dov, and they're big and fat like a bear. Megadlin seir k'dov, and they grow hair like a bear. Ve'ela menucha kedov, and they have no rest like a bear. Amalam HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'mayasaktim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu has them. He says, what have you been engaged in? What have you been involved in that you deserve olam haba? Amru lefanav, so they respond. Ribono shel olam, harbe gesharim gesharnu. We built many bridges. Tosus points out, yes, yeah, so did Rome, but the Parsiim are known more for their bridges than the Romans are. Harbe krachim kavashnu. We conquered many cities. Harbe milchamos sasinu. We've waged many wars. V'kulam laosinu el b'shrei sokdesh sasku b'torah. And all of it was for the Jewish people to enable them to be osik in Torah. Amar l'makrosh baruch hu kol masha asisim l'tzarech atzmechem asisim. Everything you've done, you did only for your own sake. Tikantem gesharim litol me'am mechas. You know why you make bridges? So you can collect a toll. Krachim lasus bemangaria. And you know why you conquered these towns? So that you can draft people into the service of the king. And milchamos, you're going to take credit for your wars? Ani asisi. Shenema Hashem ish milchama. Hashem is the ish milchama. He's the one that makes all the wars. Klum yesh bechem magid zos. But tell me, when it comes down to it, did you have anyone who was magid zos? Shenema mi bechem yagid zos. Vein zos al Torah. Zos refers to Torah. Shenema so that was their din. So they walk out dejected. They've lost as well. What was Malchus Paras thinking by making such similar arguments to what Malchus Romi made? They saw it didn't work for Malchus Romi. Why would they make the same arguments? So the Gemara says, Amri inu sasri besamigdash vandan beninan, because they realized that there was a big difference between the Romans and themselves. The Romans destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. They built the Beis HaMikdash. Asks Tosfos, considering that they had that accomplishment under their belt, that they enabled the building of the Beis HaMikdash, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked them, B'maya sakten, what have you done that's a zechus that you're deserving? Instead of talking about the bridges that they built in order to enable Klal Yisrael to learn Torah, why not talk about the fact that they built the Beis HaMikdash? So Tosfos writes, Had de lo kamri shabana Beis HaMikdash kesholmen b'maya sakten dul fizel lo asu ela osa dar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu shal b'mezachu b'chol dar v'dar. Because the question is not, what have you done once in the history of your entire people. The question is, what have your people done throughout history? So you have one crowning achievement, but that was only one generation. What about every other generation? So they had to go with things that were done repeatedly throughout the generations. V'chein l'kol umma v'umma, and the same conversation happens with every single nation. Why would every nation keep on having this conversation? Don't they see what happens to the previous one? They're sitting there in the waiting room, and they see each one walking out with, you know, bepachei nefesh, each one walking out dejected that they just lost. So sabri hanach ishtabdu b'Yisrael v'anan lo shibadam b'Yisrael, because they work with the assumption, yeah, the other nations were meshabed klali, so we were not. Maishna hani d'chashivi, maishna hani d'lo chashivi luhu. Why do we not even mention the other two, meaning of the four malchios that are in Daniel's nevuah? Mishum dahanach mashki b'malchusayu adasi meshicha, because dafka Romi uparas as opposed to the Bavel and Yavan, that the Malchus is going to be Nimshach until the days of Mashiach. Bavel and Yavan are long gone, so we don't even bother mentioning what that conversation is about. So Be'ez Hashem tomorrow we'll pick up with the claim of the Umos Olam that they never really got a fair shake when it came to engaging in Torah.